You receive healing where? In your spirit. And it produces life in your physical body. It's huge. It's a spiritual seed sown into spiritual ground. It produces a spiritual fruit that causes a natural reaction. We're never chasing the devil. And people say this, you know, well, why didn't God heal them? If God was chasing needs, he would be following the devil around. He doesn't do that. All right. Glory be to God. Galatians 2:21. Jesus is Lord. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 21. Hang on. I'll walk you through this. You're going to see this. Verse 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I do not frustrate. Everybody make this your faith confession. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Well, what is grace? That means you work for it. No. So what would frustrating grace be? I'm trying to give you $50 and you say, well, no, don't give that to me. I would rather mop your floor and, you know, clean your house, and then you can give me $50. You're frustrating the grace of God. You're adding your 2 cents to it. Quickly go down to chapter 3. Verse 3, it says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? You began this in the Spirit. Did you begin this in the Spirit? Yes. You sowed spiritual words. His words are spirit and life. You sowed those into your spirit. And now you want to do something in the natural to make it come to pass. That's frustrating the grace of God. Do you see that? Grace is free, man. It's free. You were free a few minutes ago when I said, hey, you don't have to do anything. You just have to go to bed and let the Word do the work. That's freedom. That's prosperity. You're not worried about it. It is growing in you right now. Well, then how are we going to bring it to pass? I'm showing you. Hang on. How's it going to come to pass? Are you beginning in the Spirit and then going to finish this in the natural? Why is this such a big temptation? I don't know. We want to make it come to pass. Remember Abraham? God promised him a son. Well, God promised me a son. I better make it come to pass. Where's my servant's wife? I mean, my wife's servant. And look what the garbage that created that day. We're dealing with it today. Should not have happened. Who frustrated the grace of God? Abraham did, by putting his 2 cents in and trying to figure it out how to make it come to pass. Stop it. Tell your mind to shut up and sit down and tell your body to be quiet. Don't frustrate. It's coming to pass. How? Because I see it growing in me. It's a spiritual thing. It takes place in the spirit. It affects the natural. Quit trying to make it come to pass. That means I got to wait. Yeah, wait till you see a couple of these scriptures I'm going to show you. You're not going to like them. Faith and patience. Faith and patience. What are you patient? You got to be patient when you're growing corn. Well, I planted it yesterday. Let's go harvest it. It's not ready. You're going to be harvesting dirt and what looks like grass. You got to wait. You got to water. You got to be patient. And you will know. It's a spiritual reaping. You think God's going to leave this out? He did all this other design, and then he's not going to tell you how to harvest it. The knowledge to harvest comes as it grows within you. It's spiritual. It's a spiritual revelation. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. But he that's spiritual discerns them. They're spiritually discerned. You will spiritually discern how to reap it. Let me ask you, how's God going to get it past to you? How's he going to get it over to you? It's going to be spiritual. Does he have any gifts of the Spirit he possibly could use? Is he able to work miracles? Well, it's possible. It's possible. No, it goes way beyond that. It becomes a definite thing when you're believing God. And when that harvest comes and that fruit, the corn is in that ear, and then God shows you supernaturally by the Spirit what to do to reap it, you are reaping it. What grew up in you? If it was prosperity, prosperity grew up in you. It's there. You believe it. God says, now you act on it, and immediately you put in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Glory be to God. You mean it's got to be a spiritual harvesting? Yay, welcome. A spiritual harvesting. What's sickle? What's the sickle? The word of God in your mouth. We got scriptures on this one. I'm not going to take you there. But it's your mouth. You put it in. The Bible says, what did they do with their sickles? They beat them into swords. And they said, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Beat that bugger into a sword. Hallelujah. Still talking about the same thing. Words and your mouth. How are you going to reap it? Same way. What, you know, it's like we always are looking for something else. But God is like a broken record. He always goes back to the same thing. It's faith and words, faith and words, faith and words. What do you think Adam worked with in the garden? His hands? He didn't even know he had them, probably. God said, you're going to work, you're going to sweat and work by the work of your hands. It's like, what? What are these? Probably scared him the first time. You ever see a little baby? A little baby in a crib, their hands are flying around. All of a sudden, they see one of them. Freaks them right out. Like, ah! It's a creature going to get me. I thought you were going to make it easy. No, it's the same way. And it will be easy. And this is what, if you're trying to reap before harvest time, that's hard. That's really hard. It's almost impossible. But when the harvest has come, you know it, and you'll know what to do, and it's spiritual. It's never natural. It affects the natural, but it's never natural. It's supernatural. Be committed here, people. I'm a supernatural person. All things are possible to him that believes, not to him that believes and then works for it. That's frustrating the grace of God. It's grace that thing's growing in you in the first place. Let it have its perfect work through patience, and it will grow, and all of a sudden, you'll be ready to reap that thing, and God will show you how to do it, and it'll be supernatural and spiritual. Hallelujah. You won't be chasing experiences or anything else. They'll be chasing you. Let me just quote to you something God said to me years ago. He said, I am not dependent on the natural realm. Neither should you be. Stop looking in that direction for your answer. It is not where it comes from. God's not dependent on the natural realm. Neither should you be. So stop looking in that direction for your answer. It's not where it comes from. Where's your answer come from? It came from the garden that you planted it in. Do we see this now? You planted healing in your inner man, and it's been growing and it's growing and it's coming up, and all of a sudden it's almost time for harvest. So now where are you going to reap it? Well, I'm going to reap it in my physical body. No. What do you mean, brother? That's where I need my healing. You're going to reap it in your spirit man, and it will affect your physical body. Physical realm has to follow it. The natural realm has no mind of its own. Has no choice of its own. It's neither good nor bad. It just does whatever it is telling it to do. Like this chair. Is it a good chair or a bad chair? Depends what you tell it to do. If you're sitting on it, it's being a good chair. If it's flying through the air at somebody's head, it's a bad chair. But either way, it was still a chair and it's just doing what somebody told it to do. You're the real you. When healing blooms on the inside of you and you harvest it supernaturally and spiritually, it just takes place in the natural realm. Glory be to God. The natural is neutral. We have no dependence on the natural. I just told you that. God has no dependence on the natural. Neither should you be. You're created in His image. You're supernatural. And this is where some people miss it. They'll think, okay, well, I'm believing this healing thing. And then all of a sudden they start to see a little part of the fruit taking place. Well, I can feel my arm a little better than I did yesterday. And then they stop looking in the Spirit. They stop taking care of that garden. They stop doing what was where they were reaping from. And they look to their arm. Then they're out of faith because now they're in the natural realm. Or you see a little extra income coming in. You're like, yeah, see, I'm going to reap now. They're trying to reap from the natural realm when really they're supposed to be reaping from the spirit realm. Cause and effect. What garden are you reaping out of? Do we understand this? Where are you going to reap from? The spirit. You're going to reap from the spiritual garden that you've been working on. Where did Jesus reap all this stuff from? The spirit. How did he know when to pay, how to pay his taxes? He had a spiritual revelation. Gift of the Spirit said, go down there, fish, take the coin that comes out of his mouth. Well, that's just wacky. But he reaped it from the spirit realm, not from the natural realm. Yeah, but Peter had to go down there and do it. Yeah, but where did he get the information from? I'm not saying you won't have to do something. The guy, when Jesus said rise and walk, had to rise and walk. But what came first? The chicken or the egg? No, what came first? The word and the spirit. And then the natural reacted to it. It has no choice. Every time. Every time. This is the way it is. This is the way we work. This is the kingdom of God. And it never veers from this. No shadow of turning. This is the way it works. I'm telling you, this is where people have missed it. They're trying to reap from the natural realm when they should be reaping from the spiritual realm. Where are all your needs met from? According to his riches in the earth. No, his riches in glory. Does that make a little more sense now? You reap it there, then it affects something. And God has ways of doing all that stuff. You don't need to be concerned about it. Right? You just reap it there, and it takes place. Angels, does God have any angels that can bring things to pass? Does God have any gifts of the Spirit that can bring things to pass? God's hand is not shortened unless you shorten it by frustrating his grace. That's got to be frustrating. You spend all this time, he's working in you to believe, working in you to believe, and then all of a sudden you see a little something and there you go. What happened with Abraham and Isaac? He saw a little something and got caught up in the natural, and God said, now I'm going to have to go prove him. Right? He said, okay, you still believe me, or do you believe the manifestation? I want you to offer your son Isaac. He's like, okay, I believe you. I think you got it. He started saying, okay, I believe this. I can kill him, you'll raise him up, right? Isaac, I don't think, believed as much. He's like, where's the sheep? You got the wood? But you see what was happening here. Now God, now Abraham was confident. God pulled a miracle off. Out of nowhere, seemingly. But he still had to believe. And this is it's gonna be the way with you. Don't think just because you get a whole big truckload of money coming in and now you're gonna stop believing. If you do, you're gonna go back to square one again. Knock it off. Tell your head to shut up. This is not believing. That's just, it could happen. It's possible. Your mind will revert right back to that. Say, no, it's not where I got it from. I lift my hand to the Most High God. I got my wealth from the Most High God. I got my healing from the Most High God. Sickness and disease, it just can't stay on me. Well, it looks like it is. Well, you can shut up too. Because I'm receiving from the Spirit of God and not you. Right? You're not dependent on the natural. God's not dependent on the natural, and never go there. It's irrelevant. But it seems so relevant. Yeah, it seems to what? Your head and your flesh. But you, not the real you. Spirit first, then natural. Hallelujah. Everybody say that. Spirit first, then the natural. Hallelujah. So where are we going to reap? From the natural. No. See, if you're going to miss it if you do that. And it's so tempting to look there. But it's so a waste of time, and it's frustrating. Like I said, it's got to be frustrating to God. Because he spent all this work and effort on you, building it into you, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, now I believe because I see. Well, we know better than that. We know better than that on the negative side when you don't see anything. But then when you see something, all of a sudden you're going to believe that? Having begun in the spirit, are you made perfect by dependence on what you see in the flesh? No! Well, you're not being very easy on me. I know. But if I'm easy on you, then you'll miss it. You don't see the joy in this. You are healed. You are healed. And when you get that down on the inside of you, you're healed, irregardless of anything else. And then others, everything else has to snap in line when the harvest is come. Well, can't you explain to me how it happened? No, I can't, because that's mental. It just does. It happens. And you know how to do it, and you know how to reap. A supernatural revelation is given to you. Well, do this.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. But it's always from the Spirit. You're reaping from the Spirit. The same place you sowed. You get that? You're never going to reap from somebody else's garden. You're going to reap from your garden that you sowed in. What are you going to reap? Healing, prosperity. Will it affect my physical realm? Absolutely. That realm has no choice but to follow right along. What about in the Garden of Eden? Goes the opposite way too. He sowed to the flesh. What did he reap? Corruption. His spirit man died. What did that do to his physical body? It hurt it bad. What does life, you receiving life in your inner man, do? It does things to your physical body. It's the same. It just has to follow you. It's like a suit. It's a suit of clothes. Right? All right. Glory be to God forever. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickens. You thought I was making this up, didn't you? It is the Spirit that quickens. What quickens? What does quicken mean? It makes alive. It's the Spirit that makes alive. It is the Spirit that makes alive your finances. It's the Spirit that makes alive your physical body. Let's just see how long your body lasts when you take the Spirit out of it. Not too long. Right? It's the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits little. Okay, I didn't make this up. Jesus said this, right? The Lord. He said, he's the one that talked about the kingdom. He's the one that said, the Spirit is what quickens. The flesh profits nothing. In what? When we're dealing with this. When we're sowing and reaping from the Spirit, never look to the natural. Never look to your flesh and ask it questions. Just keep it down. The flesh or the natural realm profits nothing. You're sowing to the Spirit. You're reaping from the Spirit. The flesh is neutral. It does nothing. It profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are, once again, the word life. There's Spirit and life. You're going to sow that Spirit and life into your spirit. It's going to grow up and produce fruit. And then it's going to produce in your life. Glory be to God. The problem is, and I could still feel, I could be bumping up against it. Well, how's it going to happen? How's it going to work? How's it going to, how am I going to pay off my bills? How am I going to do this? How am I going to heal? How am I going to do this? Shut up. That's your head. It will never know. You could have stumpy arms and they grow out and you still will never know how it happened. Just raise them up and go, glory to God. It happened. How did it happen? I don't know. It was a spiritual thing. You get it this way, you will never be dependent. Isn't that sound good? You will never be dependent on the natural or anybody else to prosper you. Well, Julia, we don't like you anymore. We're going to yank the carpet out from under you. There goes your raise. Bye-bye. I don't care. Because I'm prospering. I've been sowing in my garden. And I'm reaping from the Spirit. And you don't have any. You profit nothing. Can you say nothing? That's what it means to me. Nothing. All I see is your mouth. Wah, 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 wah. It means nothing. because I'm prosperous because God says I'm prosperous. And I'm healed because God says I'm healed. We have the doctor's report. The doctor's report. And I've got three doctors telling me, and all of them are to say the same thing, you're going to die. Well, that's not what the word says. You shall live and not die is what the word says. Well, who are you going to believe? The people in the natural, they profit nothing except themselves. Believe God. Reap from that garden and you'll put them to shame. And they'll be like, I don't know what happened. I don't understand. Exactly. Welcome to my world. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. It's the Spirit that makes alive. Flip over to John chapter 1, verse 4. In Him, it's talking about Jesus, the Word. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Well, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it. What if God put some life and some light into your understanding and showed you how to do it and revealed the secret things of darkness and revealed to you how to do something that nobody knew how to do before? Does God do that? Absolutely. Right here. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. When you can reap, that's another way that God can show you how to reap. That fruit is brought forth. All of a sudden, He just says, do this. You do it. You look like a genius when all you were doing is just reaping from the spirit realm. Right? Because the harvest came forth. And there it was. And now you're a genius. And they give you the Nobel Prize. And you're like, Nobel? They all don't get Nobel. And they say, well, we're going to give it to you anyway. Where's the bell? It's like when they say, pass the peace. Well, I didn't get a piece. Oh, they were going to give me something. You reap from the Spirit, and you reap life and light from the same realm that you sowed it into your garden, and it's not dependent on anybody. Why does God do it that way? For that reason alone. So He's not dependent on the devil. He's not dependent on you. He's not dependent on anybody to bring to pass His word. And He gets the glory. And we just get to reap the benefits. If we're smart enough to just drop the seed. Just drop it. No, I want to look at it. I want to look at it some more. Just drop the seed. Glory be to God forever. This is why some churches don't reap healing in their body. They never preach it. Or prosperity, they never preach it. The seed's not, they didn't drop it into people. They didn't drop it into their spirit. I'm telling you, these things grow really big. There's another verse, I was going to go there and I did, and He said, the seed is like a mustard seed. The smallest of the seeds. And you put it down in there and it springs and it grows up and it becomes bigger than all the other herbs in the garden. It gets huge. That make you great? No, it means the word grew up in you much bigger than you could have ever thought it would. You're like, oh my goodness, what happened to me? Absolutely. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. John 10:10. Glory be to God forever. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. What realm do you think he comes in? He comes in the natural realm or in the mental realm. He's trying to talk you out of it. Trying to keep you out of that garden. Keep you out of sowing in there and then eventually reaping and messing up his game plan. Thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He's talking about the substance of life. You having something and then having it more abundantly. So there are levels and degrees of this in which you can walk in. It's up to you. How much life do you want? Jesus came. He is the Word. What happens when that seed gets sown? It produces life. The life is in the seed. And he came that you'd have more than what they had before. So the more of the word you get, the more of the word that's sown in your spirit, the more it's going to grow up, the more life you're going to have, the more you're going to reap. Hallelujah. And that's why you being faithful over little makes you ruler over much. Because it grows up into much. More abundantly. You got time for a couple more here? 1 Timothy 6:12. Is it possible that you have more life? Some people don't think so. Once you get saved, you're once saved, always saved. Well, saved, we're talking about life. That's it. Once saved, always saved. There's no more. What are you smiling at? There's no more. Just die already and go to heaven. There's more. And then more abundantly. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody is putting the brakes on you. You can have as much as you want. But it's all going to come through the kingdom of God, right? And we already went over this. How does the kingdom operate? Like a seed that a man or woman sows on the inside of them. Then he go to sleep and rise night and day. The seed grows up. Grows up what? Grows up producing life. And then the time for the harvest comes and you harvest. What are you going to do after you harvest? Give up gardening? Go back to playing around with what God produced in your life? You began in the spirit, now you're going to finish in the flesh? No, you're going to go right back, sow some more. Take some of that harvest, put it right back in the ground, and you're going to reap even more. Right? And you get good at it. You know the different stages of things in you. You know that? Some of you know this. You know where things are at. You know it's not harvest time yet. You're looking at it. You see it down in your spirit. You see it growing up. It's like right there. Look at that. Look at that. What's growing right there? Was that a cucumber? You can get good at this. You can walk, people can drive by gardens and look at them. Look at, they got one of those pea pods out there. How'd you know that? Because you've seen pea pods before. How do you know what's growing up on the inside? You've seen it before. And once you get it this way, you will never be shaken. You're not dependent on the natural. Once you get healing this way, through the kingdom of God, you will never be dependent on anything else ever again. Because you know how to get it. You know how to grow it. You know how to produce it. You know how to reap it. Is this right? Same way with prosperity or anything else. You get to know these things. I had something happen to me the other day. Sitting there, been confessing, my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Did I believe it at first? No, because when I first started saying it, I was in a heap of doo-doo. But as I kept saying it, and just the other day, I felt it leave me. It came up and it left me. It was like, why? But I know what happens. I know. I've been there before. Many, 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 many times. I remember praying one time before to go to Rhema. Tell you this little story. You got time for a story? I needed what? You needed to pay something to start down. It was like $1,000 or something. I don't remember what it was. You need to pay half of your tuition or they wouldn't, you know, let you in. Well, I didn't have half a tuition. I didn't even have a way down there. Right? But I was believing God. I was applying the scriptures best I knew how, quoting for it, you know, believing for it. My uncle happened to come down. I was in Florida at the time, living with my grandmother. I was a young kid, 18, something, 17, probably, more like 17. Anyway, so I'm believing God. And he comes down there. They're on vacation. He goes, well, I just feel impressed to give you some money to go to school. Wrote me out a $1,000 check to go to school. Well, that took care of that. So I immediately mailed that in. Because if I didn't mail that in, I was going to do something else with it. Like, I don't know, go out to McDonald's or something. Stupid. You know, I was a young kid. But now I had no way to get out there. I'm in Florida. I got to get to Tulsa. And it's like 3 days away. Well, I can't walk there in 3 days. So I maintained my confession. What I've been telling people, because they're asking me, why aren't you going? you said you're going to school. Why are you still here? So I avoided a lot of people. They'd come over, I'd go out the back door. Why? Because I didn't want to talk. I'd have my faith on the line. You know what I'd been saying? I'm going with a friend. They didn't know my friend was Jesus. I'm waiting on a friend. Right? Well, the day comes when I'm supposed to be there and sign up. And I'm still in Florida waiting on my friend. So I go in the bedroom there and I'm praying in tongues louder. And but I know I didn't have anything to do with it, but that was me praying, believing God. And as I'm sitting there on my knees praying in the spirit, I felt the Spirit of God get up and leave me. I'm like, what? Hey, I'm praying here. I'm talking. Where'd you go? You know, got up just like you would just get up and leave the room. 2 minutes later, my grandmother comes back in and says, I feel like I want to buy you an airplane ticket. We'll send you out there. And I said, well, I think that's a good thing. I agree with that. So she went and wrote me out an airplane ticket, and off I was. And I was there in time to, you know, glory be to God. Of course, I think I had $100 in my pocket, but you're young and you're by yourself, whatever. You know, I'll sleep on the floor at your house. Right? But there I was, and God was faithful. The point of that story was, I've been there before. I know that when I've been believing for something in the Spirit of God, I know what time it's time to reap. I didn't know how I was going to reap, but I knew that reaping time was there, and there it came. Other times I know it gets up and I'm telling you about the story about healing, you know, sickness coming on you or something. All of a sudden you've been confessing, and all of a sudden you know. That was it. Right there I was healed. And then somehow something takes place and all of a sudden you're healed. It leaves you. How do you know? It's a spiritual knowing. You reap from the Spirit. I reaped from the Spirit. It affected the natural. So I couldn't have even thought of that. Well, my grandmother's going to give me money. Well, I guess you could have. Well, I'm going to go and, you know, but I didn't think of that, you know. Wasn't my job to figure out how the natural was going to respond to it. My job was to reap in the Spirit. And that's where it always stays. Why? So we're never dependent on the natural. If my grandmother blew it off, the neighbor would have come over with a check. Or a donkey with a bag of gold. I don't care. I reap from the Spirit. It shows up. Why? Because the natural realm has to obey the spirit realm. It has no mind of its own. Glory be to God. Did we turn somewhere? 1 Timothy 6:12. Thank you. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on what? Eternal life. Whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You've released your faith. You've put it out there. You've said, hey, I'm prosperous. Hey, I'm healed. You've confessed it. You've professed it. Now you're fighting the good fight of faith. What? Knocking down all those stupid things that would say anything otherwise. You're not looking at that. You're looking to the Spirit. You're laying hold on something. It's that substance of life. When you reap something, what do? In almost every instance, you lay hold on it. When you grab it on the apple, you lay hold on it and you twist it and you take it. The corn harvest time, you lay hold on it. Right? We're not bobbing for apples here. We're laying hold on it. It's the substance of life that is now you're reaping it. Where are you reaping it? In the spirit realm. And you're laying hold on it and you're maintaining your confession. You're maintaining and you're holding fast to that which you have. How do you have it? I don't know, but I have it. It's mine. I have it. And you hold fast. What if I can get you to shake away from it? You may drop it. Right? What if I come and shake you and you're holding on to some apples? You may drop the apples. Don't let me get close. Don't let anybody get close. That's why I went out the back door. I mean, I was under pressure at that point. I was supposed to be there. I didn't want anybody messing with me. So I'd disappear. I spent hours walking away from people. Why? Because I was holding on. I was fighting the good fight of faith. It's mine. I'm not letting anybody take my reward from me. People might think you're rude. Well, tough. They're not the place you're reaping from. They're just trying to mess around with your garden. Get out of here. You might step on something. Thou hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Quickly, go over to Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. His words give life. And they're profitable. Hebrews 6 and verse 7. For the earth which drinks in the rain that comes oft upon it and brings forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed. Your earth is going to bring forth fruit or meat. Remember, Jesus said, don't labor for the meat which perishes, but it's going to bring forth meat. Right? It's meat for them by whom it is dressed, receives blessing from God. Glory be to God. But that which bears thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing. We got the blessing and the curse. Whose end is to be burned? Verse 9, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. What accompanies salvation? That they've been watering and bringing forth that is meat? What accompanies salvation? Healing, prosperity, the glory, blessing. Blessing accompanies salvation. The earth is bringing it forth as the rain falls on it. Look at verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. He's told you to do this, Rich. He's told you to sow his word in the ground. He said you're going to water it now. And then he says he's going to bless you and you're going to reap from it and live off of it. And he's not unrighteous to forget. It'd be unrighteous of God and just plain mean. And he's neither one. Tell you to sow to the Spirit and tell you you're going to reap from the Spirit and then just forget it. Ah, ha, ha, ha. You tricked you on that one. This is how it works. It's as if a man casts seed into his soil and he's reaping from that same soil. It's just saying the exact same thing. The labor of love which you have showed toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same, what? Diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Through faith and patience, you will inherit the promises. Promises, plural. You're going to receive it, you will reap it, but it takes time to grow. And you have something to do with that. Like I said, you can force it. You need healing? Force that bugger. Get some healing scriptures. Say them out your mouth night and day. Don't let them get away from you. Get some healing tapes. People preaching on healing. Put that in your ear 24 hours a day. Worship music? No, the word. Put the word in you.
Man, I just think we need the worship. We need the anointing of the worship.
No, you need the word. The kingdom of God is as if a man casts seed, the word, into his spirit. You need the word concerning healing to grow up on the inside of you and block everything else out. Keep it out. You need prosperity under a financial pressure or something? Sow that in there. Sow it. And keep it in there. And water it. The seed will spring and grow up you know not how. And then the patience is what carries you through. Till that harvest time comes, and all of a sudden you know. And nobody can shake it out of you. In fact, people just coming to you. Here, Take all my money. I don't know why I'm doing this. I feel as if I need to give you my car. And you'd be like, I feel as if you're correct. Thank you. I'm serious. Because they're in the natural realm. What realm do you rule over now? You're ruling over the natural. You're in the kingdom. Everything else is subject to you. Because you're now the king. And they don't know why. They still can't figure it out. But you're just ruling and reigning in life by one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is the Word. Jesus is Lord. One more here. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Forever. Glory be to God forever. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we look at the thing, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The word temporal means subject to change. If you can see it, you can feel it. It's in the natural realm. It is subject to change. But that which is birthed in you, is growing in your garden, is not subject to change. Which one wins? This is how it wins. It has to change. It's subject to what? The change that the thing on the inside of you is causing it to do. Has to. Body has to be healed. Why? Because your spirit man is saying healing. And it's coming from the realm of healing. Holy Ghost, and you've sown it in your garden. You will reap what you sow. Does God promise that you will reap what you sow? And His word will not return void. Springs up and grows, you know not how. But the thing that is temporary, it is subject to change, what you can see and feel. Either good or bad. Subject to change. People with lots of money, that's subject to change. It's subject to changing that they used to have a lot of money, and now I have a lot of their money. That's the subject. They're the subject. They change. And everything in the natural realm, if you can see it. Let's read this again. Did I make this up?
No.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm just making this up. While we look not at the things which are seen, but we're looking at the things which are not seen. How do you look at something that's not seen? By faith. You see it in the Word, and the Word says you're healed. But the thing, your body that you can look at, it says you're not healed. Which one of these things is subject to change? The body is subject to change. The spirit man is not. Which one has to change? The finances are subject to change. Your spirit man is not. Which one has to change? When the harvest time comes, put in the sickle. And the harvest comes. You want to see the sickle? I'll show you one more verse. Go to 1 Luke. No, not at 2 Luke. Go to the 1 Luke 6. And I will end with this. Hallelujah. See, if you weren't hungry, I would have ended a long time ago. Hallelujah. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his what? His heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaks. What did God do in the beginning? He created the heaven and the earth. How did He get here? What happened? He spoke it out. He outbreathed it into the natural realm. Heaven manifested itself and is called the Garden of Eden. When that thing comes forth out of you, when that fruit is ripe on the inside of you and you just say it one last time, it will leave you and it will go out into the natural realm. Those words will leave you, and they'll go out and they'll do something. And the natural realm will respond with the same faith that God put in you. The faith came by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It grew up on the inside of you. It wasn't your words. It was God's words. And then you spoke it because you believed it in your heart and you spoke it out your mouth. And God's word came to pass in your life, in your circumstances, just the same as it did in the beginning when God said, let there be light. His life was the light of men. That same light dawns on you, comes out of your mouth, and it reaps in the natural realm. God's word did it all, and you just sat there and participated. But you had to open your mouth. Yeah, but I thought you were going to say something different than, you know, just speaking the word and believing. No, it never changes. Sorry. You're at Faith Church. You're faith people. You're spirit people. God's a spirit God. He's a faith God. This is the way it works. Never veers from this. You just get better at it. You've been saying prosperity cometh. Well, eventually you say it one time and those words with God's faith comes out of your mouth and leaves you and goes and does it. And all of a sudden prosperity cometh. Same thing with healing. By his stripes I'm healed. 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 Then one day when that fruit is brought forth, you put in the sickle, wham, which is your tongue, and the harvest comes. It just comes. You guys here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. All right. Glory be to God. We are supernatural people serving a supernatural God. We sow to the Spirit. We of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God forever. Father, in Jesus' name, we receive this word. I ask you to implant this word deep within the soil of our spirit. Let that thing begin to grow. We let go of it. We drop it. We let it go down into our spirit. And we start to water it and say, thank you. We have supernatural understanding of how to sow and reap from the spirit. And we will never be the same. Glory be to God forever. We receive your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Let your rain fall upon that word that was sown, that it may grow and produce, and let your light shine on us day and night and day and night. And we will grow up to be huge, wonderful, fruit-producing people in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him?
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.HolyGhostSociety.org.